Welcome to This Week on Channel 9. I'm not Dan Fernandez. You're not Brian Keller.
No, I have more hair than Brian, but I'm getting there, brother. I'm getting there.
Larry Larson, I'm filling in for Dan.
Yes.
And so we've got their notes, and Dan is at South by Southwest partying, I'm sure. Him, Clint, Golnaz, Laura.
Rick Barraza, new guy in our team. He's done some really great work already.
So I heard they rented a house. It's just got to be an insane...
Why aren't we there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Guess
Dan,
we have
come
to fill
on,
in.
Man.
We have to do the show for him.
Yeah, I guess so.
So we've got his deck. We're going to be going through Dan's deck here, and we'll show you what he's got this week,
yes.
Starting out with SQL Server 2012.
And a shout out to Greg Duncan, of course.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think we have his deck.
Yeah, yeah. So SQL Server 2012 virtual launch.
Yes.
So yeah, you can go to the site here. Mm-hmm. Channel 9 is going to have a whole bunch of SQL Server.
We already
content.
Do. There's 50 videos up there done by the great Roger Daugherty and a new guy that's creating content, Aaron, from that team. There's 50 videos that they produced. The first one's already on the homepage. It's an intro to the new SQL Server, sort of an overview by Roger. And those guys busted out. I'm impressed, man. That's a good number, and it's very good quality stuff. So start watching this.
So you can download the eval from Microsoft Downloads. You can get started playing with this. And, yeah, cool. Right on. Next up, we got the comparison chart. So this is a VS10 versus VS11 cage match.
Okay.
So it's a comparison chart that'll show you the differences and the commonalities between Visual Studio 10, Visual Studio 11.
Mm-hmm.
Most notably, I think, is the category Windows Metro style for Visual Studio 11.
Yep.
But there's some others on there you want to talk about?
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously, like you said, I mean, there's the new Metro style project types is what mm-hmm. we're talking about here. A new project type for JavaScript.
Extensibility?
Extensibility is huge.
Yeah.
So extensibility has always been kind of a big deal for Visual Studio. They kind of raised the bar that way in Visual Studio 11 with giving you project types to make it
a lot easier. You can change how it looks. You can customize it to fit you.
Totally. Exactly.
Very nice. All right, next up we've got Visual Studio 11 Beta Performance Part 1. So this is a blog post that talks about some of the performance stuff. There's a follow-up to the Build Conference
mm-hmm.
and some different changes and things in there like virtual memory usage, debugging,
mm-hmm.
Solution load. Solutions, the big solutions will load faster now so you can get to coding a lot faster.
Yep. And also, it's important to note, they also have done a lot of work with IntelliSense. IntelliSense is actually a front-end compiler that works with a local database that they've actually done a lot of work to make it faster, definitely for C++. And solution load is a big deal, man. Because
yeah.
if you have a big solution in Visual Studio 2010,
yeah.
Lots of projects, big files, it's kind of painful sometimes initially when you load your solution.
Yeah.
So they've done some really good work. So rock and roll to the VS team for listening to the performance complaints, if you will, or feedback, and delivering.
Very nice.
Rock and roll.
Next up, we've got what's changed for Win8 app developers since build. So this is another blog post on MSDN talking about some of the important work that's been done since build. This is part two, so there's a part one post too. Charles?
So I think some of the biggest things, at least from my personal perspective, and people are going to yell at me again for doing this, but C++, man, the binding, XAML binding
yeah.
for C++, so at build we announced, hey, you can build your UI in XAML, and then you can have all of the hardcore logic done in C++, or take one of your already existing DLLs, wrap it in C++ CX, and interoperate with XAML. Yay! The thing is, you want to also interoperate with data and bind it to your UI controls. Now you can do that in the consumer preview from C++, so it's nice. And it's just an attribute. So rock and roll to the C++ team for making that happen.
So you got polling APIs to
yes.
update tiles too. They've done some work around making tiles and toast easier and prettier.
Nice.
So that'll be cool for some of the cool apps coming out.
And a bunch of JavaScript HTML controls. Good stuff all around. They did a lot of work since the developer preview.
Very nice. All right, next up we've got my first Windows 8 Metro style app. So this is a post from Dr. Z, right? Yeah, Dr. Z. Talks about download the consumer preview got Visual Studio 11 Express Beta, and he made his first app. So this walks through some of the code and the different things they did to make his first app. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like I'd say it's a complex Hello World app.
Yes.
But it's cool to be able to download some of these things. I know if you're getting started on writing for Windows 8, mm-hmm. all the code you can get helps.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting that he chose to use JavaScript and C#. I mean, assuming the reason behind that is he wanted to use a XAML UI layer, which you're going to use JavaScript C# with, and then he wrote his logic in JavaScript, I'm assuming. I mean, this is Channel 9 style, man. We're looking at Greg's slides and riffing. But I tell you what, it's good. It's great to see this kind of stuff. Dr. Z, I think you should have done it in C++, though, but we'll move on.
Yeah. All right, next up, Adam Kinney.
Hey, old Adam. What's up, brother?
Miss you, Adam. Yeah, nicest guy. All right, so he did this Windows 8 app bar button styles enumerated and visualized. So this is an update to a post they did before that talks about some of the icons that you could use with WinJS.
Yeah.
And so now he did an updated one that shows what's available for XAML-based projects.
Mm.
So it's interesting. You can get an idea what some of the icons look like and how to use them.
Nice.
He's got like some code in there on how you can start using these too. So yeah, you can download the full image. We'll put in the link to this. Go check it out. Adam, nice work, buddy.
Totally. I highly recommend his blog. He's actually writing some really great Windows 8 apps.
Awesome. All right, next up, we've got announcing Bing Maps for Metro-style apps. So this is a new beta of Bing Maps SDK for Metro apps.
Okay.
It's got an updated Ajax V7 control in there, mm-hmm. And it's got native now. Mm-hmm. You must be thrilled about that.
Well, the control is written in C++.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've taken a native control and they've exposed it to C#,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, you're going to be using the typical COM interop game that you have to play. And obviously, if you want to play with it from C++, there's no interop, right? It's just call into the API. So it's nice to see. And of course, I'm sorry that I forgot Visual Basic. I typically do that. C# or Visual Basic, they both compile to MSIL. It's all about .NET. So your VB guys out there, you can also write killer controls. So that's nice.
Yeah, also in this this new version, they've got an updated licensing term. So if you're writing a Windows 8 app, they've got a new licensing model for the pre-release version mm-hmm. of Windows 8. So it'll give you a little bit more flexibility in developing and testing for Win 8. So that's nice.
Now, because it's for Metro-style apps, it's important to understand that you can use this from any number of languages, right? So
yeah.
C++, C#, VB, even JavaScript and HTML5, no? Probably not. You must be able to, though, since the C++ is a shared component for Metro,
mm-hmm.
which means you should be able to access it from your favorite Metro language.
Nice.
Rock and roll.
All right, next up, using the new .NET 4.5 caller information attributes for reliable property change notifications.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at this, I'm thinking I should be hosting Ping.
No, man.
So I think
this
is all you.
The biggest thing about this that comes right off the bat for me is that, I mean, in the old days, you were passing a string to represent the property event change or property. Now, I'm not going to question the design decision on that, but if you did make a mistake in spelling the string, then you would no longer be getting notifications from what you had expected them from.
Mm-hmm.
Weird design. That's gone in this. You get to use now a much more sane attribute to play this game. So for the people out there, and the you .NET people out there have played around a lot with iNotify property changed. So you should be very happy about this. It's going to prevent a number of silly mistakes.
Very nice. Next up, Jerry Nixon's Windows Phone 7 samples in 5-minute series. This is awesome. Because
okay.
if you want to start writing some code for Windows Phone 7, this is a good place to get started. This has sample code for GPS-enabled phone app. You've got an accelerator-based app, microphone phone app in 5 minutes. He's got some others in there, isolated storage, local database, access to cloud, location services, stuff like this. But it's a nice little tidbit to get you started, get you bootstrapped into starting to code for these. So
great. Anything that gets
very
people
nice.
Started
Good
fast.
Good work, Jerry.
Nice work.
All right, next up, we've got plotting circular relations graph with Silverlight. I love this. I like data visualizations. This is a good one to show how different parts of an org interact. You can do a graph on, you know, how, you know, government's connected, all kinds of different uses for a good data visualization, like a circular graph like this. So nice publicly available stack APIs, 1,000 questions here. I don't know. I'm just reading off the notes that Greg
That's fine.
In,
no, this is great. I love seeing stuff like this. Nice job, Colin. I mean, it's a great use of Silverlight technology to build visualization. And, you know, you can think of social graphs and other things like, you know, maybe...
Yeah, very cool. A little social media, how everything intersects. Very cool.
And it's looking like programming languages is the sample here. So rock and roll, Colin.
Nice. Next up, Visual Uninstaller, a free Visual Studio 2010 add-in.
All right.
Here you go.
Nice. Well, no, this is, to me, this is more about the higher level picture of building free add-ins for Visual Studio to extend its capabilities for everybody.
Yeah.
So I love this model in general.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't know much about the installer that this person is writing, but that doesn't matter. It's nice to see free add-ins, so rock and roll to whoever the author is.
Very cool. Next up, we've got Must-Have Tools for Developers on Windows Part 2. One of my favorite kinds of articles is list articles, lists of things that people like.
Okay.
So this has got some stuff that you probably have already used before, like Audacity for editing audio, Hypercam, FlashKit, Bullzip PDF, Handbrake, which is a popular one. But there's some others in here, maybe you haven't heard of them before. You know, you got CoffeeScript Compiler, SharpDevelop, Storm, and stuff like that for testing cross-platform web services.
That's
so
fun.
It's a good list to go through, see if there's anything in there that you're not familiar with, and yeah, you can download those.
And the cool thing about these things, they're open source. Most of them are free. You know, obviously MySQL is being used a lot in the real world. It's a good database. And SharpDevelop is I like personally. CoffeeScript is interesting, makes JavaScript less JavaScript-y, kind of makes the language seem a little bit more clean.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a transpiler. I don't think I would call that a compiler. I'd call it a transpiler.
Very cool. Next up, 10 reasons why Visual Basic is better than C Sharp. And I know that you love this one. You probably printed this out and took it
Ray,
home with
you guys,
last night.
Listen, wait. You guys watch ESPN, right?
Yeah.
You know, the like, I don't know, you're football fans or basketball fans or whatever. Come on, man. Tongue-in-cheek, obviously. I think the whole argument of C-sharp versus VB.NET, when they're both really, you know, they compile the MSIL, they're CLR only, they're all, I mean, come on, man. It's not, it's a kind of a silly comparison because, in some sense, they're both syntactic sugar. And what's really important is the underlying library structure, and then you're running inside of a virtual machine called the CLR. So, use whatever language you like. If you like curly braces, use C#. If you don't, if you want to have more verbosity, use VB.NET. At the end of the day, you get the same thing. The JIT's going to JIT the same code. So, you know, I think those kind of articles are silly. I also don't agree. I think C# was a language that was designed from the very beginning to work with the CLR.
Yeah, and it's visualbasic.net, so it's not...
It's not the old school visualbasic.6. That's what he's talking about, but this is what you get now for Visual Basic on Windows.
Yeah. So 1, 2, 3, 4, I detect a comment war. It's going to... I'm sure
actually don't have a comment war, man. VB.net is great, C# is great, and they have the co-evolution story that's going on. It's been going on now for 4 years.
Yeah.
So they're both... The goal over in on those teams... Now, understand that the C# team... and the VB.NET team are all run by Anders. Anders, of course, being the chief creator of C#.
Mm-hmm.
But he also loves VB.NET.
Yeah.
And you're going to see that they're going to be exactly the same. And it is going to be just syntactic sugar.
All right. Very nice. Okay, next we've got PowerShell Essentials, upcoming webcast series. So if you're a PowerShell fanatic, and I know a couple of them. I've got a meeting with one next week.
Right on.
Loves PowerShell. Wants to do some Channel 9 videos for PowerShell.
Great.
So, you know, handy tool. Awesome, awesome if you want to get to use this. It's got, let's see, what are some of these? Windows PowerShell does event logs. Mm-hmm. Using Windows PowerShell to manage your remote desktop. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. What can't you do with PowerShell?
Well, one of the things I really like about PowerShell, first of all, PowerShell is a programming language. It's a mm-hmm. scripting language, right? And it's .NET. So you have the whole power of .NET underneath you. You have your nice command shell. And you can do the kind of Unix-y piping kind of stuff that you're used to. But you also, again, have a really powerful library underneath you.
Yeah.
Can do some very powerful things. And in fact, Windows itself has a lot of PowerShell going on inside of it at any given time, depending upon what wizard you're running and what problem's trying to be solved, right?
Yeah.
In Windows 7, whenever you run into a problem, the automatic wizard that tries to figure it out for you, that's running a bunch of PowerShell scripts.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey Snover and company, rock and roll, they built a great product.
Very cool. All right, next up, Channel 9 Highlight, TechFest 2012, Cliplets.
Sweet.
So TechFest is an annual thing that they put on here on campus. It's MSR, Microsoft Research, shows off all the stuff that they've done the previous year. You can get an idea of where they're going, what they're thinking. You can see where their mind is in different spaces around technology. Mm-hmm. So it's always cool as an employee to go over there and spend the day walking around. I think they've got like 154 demos and projects that they're working on this year.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. This is a look that Laura Foy has given us mm-hmm. on one of these. So yeah, check it out. You definitely want to see this. And you know,
yeah,
you
she can... also has the face 3D face morphing.
Yeah,
stuff that they've done. But TechEd's great. I mean, MSR is doing a lot of really interesting things.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge resource here on campus.
Yeah.
They do a lot of work, really interesting stuff, and it's always like right at the cusp of, you know, what's possible right now, mm-hmm. but looking at what's possible in the future.
I do want to make a shout out to the more technical people in the audience, which most of you people are, right, developers, that there's also a whole other side of what goes on at TechFest, and that's, you know, from algorithm design to math,
mm-hmm.
they have some physics, they have new programming tools, new debugging ideas, new editor ideas, new ways of solving concurrency problems. There's a bunch of stuff that's at TechFest that doesn't have all the flashy, sexy stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really, really important from a computer science perspective.
Yeah.
And so that stuff you can learn about, obviously, on the MSR website.
Yeah.
But I think next time we're going to get Thug, which is what we call Laura. She's going to go do some more deeper stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, Thug?
Very nice. And for the gadget geeks out there like me, they're always showing all kinds of really cool gadgets and hardware and
amazing.
Stuff that they're dreaming up, which is very cool to see every time.
Super smart and creative people over there.
All right, next, Event Flashback. Building single-page apps for desktop, mobile, and tablet with ASP.NET MVC4.
Wow. Now, you know, not knowing much about this, I'm not an ASP.NET developer. I don't use ASP.NET MVC4. But I will say, essentially, what is going on here is you have the server sending down information, where as a developer, you don't have to write things for, okay, I'm targeting the desktop here. Okay, I'm targeting this here. I'm targeting a mobile device here. This actually will do a lot of work for you in terms of display.
Yeah.
And so I do think, just as importantly, I'd like to make a shout out to the Tech Days people over in the Netherlands, who have always done an excellent job of producing content for Channel 9.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a beautiful job, and there's great stuff. I highly recommend people go spend time in Tech Days 2012. There's some amazing sessions.
And we're looking forward to TechEd Europe over in Amsterdam. In
June. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a blast. We'll be there.
We will be there, man. What are we doing there?
Well, we're doing all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
I don't talk about it yet.
We can't talk about it on camera?
But it is a good segue into our next,
oh.
right here, Channel 9 Highlight. The Countdown Show is back.
Cool.
So we got Mark DeFalco, Jennifer Ritzinger. They've yeah. gotten the band back together for the Countdown to TechEd Europe.
Cool.
This was the first show talking about some of the things that you're going to be able to see at TechEd Europe.
Mm-hmm.
This was the new bag that they're going to have, they're going to give out. That was cool. I rode in on my Segway as
Wait a minute,
the Segway
already,
for the show.
That's the swag they're giving away?
That's the bag, yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised so they showed it so soon.
Yeah, well, there you go. So I brought it in on my Segway.
Yes.
A little Segway and dropped it off and... So, yeah, it was very cool.
So, for people who don't know Mark, Mark's actually a developer, and he's the guy who writes, like, the Build website,
yeah,
and the TechEd websites. He's also a technical evangelist, of course. But he's a cool guy, and you're going to see more of him on Channel 9. So it's nice to see getting the developer up there.
Yeah, it's awesome. We get some of the faces that you don't see that are behind the scenes on
totally
the site and come in and talk. Awesome. All right, so next up, let me go forward. Pick of the week time. We got Larry's pick of the week.
Whoa!
Yeah, this is why the show is airing on Saturday. We had to embargo this one until Saturday. Clint Ruckus and Rick Barraza,
yep,
on the Channel 9 team, Coding for Fun team, too. Mm-hmm. They built this robot, and as you can see from the base here, this is using the bottom of the base from his Jelly Bean, the Kinect-driven lounge chair. And it's a robot, two robots actually, a red one and a blue one, that duke it out, and that's why they're at South by Southwest right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Kinect-driven device, so it's kind of like the movie Real Steel, where you can, you know, get in front of the Kinect and you can start throwing punches and stuff,
uh-huh,
and the robots go at it like Rock'em Sock'em robots, and there's a referee that can control, he can override the robots with an Xbox joystick if he needs to get them in the right positions.
Nice.
And then here's me getting KO'd, so,
ooh,
pow! The you can see on the back the robot's got two 2.5 gallon tanks,
okay,
and they're filled with 100 psi of compressed air, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Well, I work right across the hall from Clint and Rick.
That's so gotta nice to hear that noise.
Well, I have
all
to say,
time,
no offense, Clint, but I'm so glad I'm not sitting next to you in the new building, brother.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just kidding. It was fun to watch them just for the way it just evolved.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun to see these guys fight, and it's also going to be fun to see what happens to the head when you,
yeah,
hit the bolt, when you hit this.
Yeah. So the head is a welding mask with some LEDs in it. It's got a,
but
like,
is it
going to
head up
something,
like they did with the Rock'em Sock'ems?
I don't want to ruin it for Clint. You got to watch. But
you got to,
yes,
watch.
Yes, it does. I believe it,
oh,
does.
Oh no, man!
So,
rock and roll. Nice job, guys.
Yeah. So it's very cool. Built with 80/20. So yeah, you know, you can.
Now
build,
wait
this
a minute. I want to
your...
just make one clear thing here. There's, you know, another person that worked on this, and that's Brian Peek.
Yes.
Who's also now on the Channel 9 team.
Yeah.
Which, in my opinion, like Rick, hires of the year, man.
Yeah, yeah, great
so,
hire.
So, Rick, you know, Rick did, Rick's role being the user experience architect that he is.
Yeah.
Was helping to design the robot and also the software for what the users actually see,
mm-hmm,
on screen.
Yeah,
with
which
all the
is
menus
very cool looking. Wait,
very
till you see it.
Modern.
We'll have
looking
a video on Channel 9. They're going to shoot.
And Brian did
Southwest
a lot of the low level stuff, man. Socket Man.
Yeah.
All right.
So very cool. All right.
Excellent
next
work, guys.
Next pick of the week, Charles's pick of the
what's
week.
What's up, Beckman Meyer Overdrive?
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
I think most people can figure that out, right?
Yeah.
So for everybody out there who actually has spent any time on Channel 9 over the years, you know that Eric Meyer and Brian Beckman are, you know, celebrities, to say the least.
Yeah.
They're also super smart, it just so happens. And so what we're doing with this show is we're going to bring these two guys together once a month. They're going to probably be in this similar setup right here, and they're going to geek out. They're going to talk about a really interesting topic, and they're going to argue, they're going to agree, and they're going to really, I think they're going to bend minds, definitely turn your mind into overdrive.
And
but
what's Meyer doing there? He's summoning the Nordic god of algorithms?
Well, Meyer, as people who know Eric, he's very expressive.
Yeah.
So actually, in this exact scene, he was talking about the essence. And it's great. You don't see it in this picture, but you see it sort of in the initial picture. It looks as though Brian's hands are going like this, and he's doing magic, and Eric's going like that.
Yeah.
Because of the limited space I had to create this graphic for the show, I couldn't show that.
Yeah.
But it was actually his hands like that, his hands doing magic like this, not really touching the surface. Anyway, this is going to be very educational for people. It's also going to be very entertaining. And I want to thank Eric and Brian for all they've done for Channel 9, because they make beautiful content.
Yeah.
And they represent the pure heart of C9.
And it's really cool to see two super, super smart people just go back and forth like that.
And look, man, the cool thing about these guys is they can take really hard topics.
Yeah.
And bring it down to earth so that the rest of us can really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're designing sort of the mathematical models that say Brian designs in code, there's only very few people that can get it.
Yeah, you got to be a brain.
Well, yeah, you have to be in the 1-2% developer.
Yeah.
So Eric, of course, is fun to watch. He's passionate. And their brilliance together is amazing. So it's really, you know, back in the day, we've done this before and thought of them as sort of jam sessions.
Yeah.
Because that's what this is, right? They're jamming. It's going to be improv. It's going to be technical. And people are going to love it. So this is an important one because the first episode, because it's about Link.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody out there uses Link, Language Integrated Query. But not everybody may understand that it actually represents guaranteed composability.
Mm-hmm.
And composability is a very, very important concept.
Yeah.
When you're building distributed systems, when you're building systems that you can't ever have tear down to add new componentry to.
Yeah.
So I don't blow up my house because I want to remodel my kitchen.
Yeah.
But in software, sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah.
I want to remodel a part of it, but it breaks everything else.
Yeah.
So that's what composable means. It's modular building blocks. Remove one, replace it with an updated one, doesn't break the rest of the system. And so, you know, the monadic structure, you guys learned a lot about monads. Monads are
monads.
Functional composition. Yeah. So I highly recommend you guys watch this. As always, they want your feedback.
And
tell them what to talk about.
Monthly?
Monthly for now, because, of course, Eric, very busy.
Yeah.
Can't talk about what he's working on.
Yeah.
Brian, very busy. Can't talk about what he's working on, but you'll learn soon enough. But the point is,
what's the next subject? Do you want to tip anyone off, or are you going to keep it a surprise?
No, going to keep it a surprise.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, very nice. That's the show for this week. And I believe Dan will be back next week, so he'll see
Rock
you then.
Rock and roll, man. Great. This is fun.
Yeah.
Cheers.